tonight. Well, as you know, we've been working our way through the Sermon on the Mount these past several weeks. And you may have noticed that Jesus calls us to a life that's very different than what we would choose for ourselves. We're nearing the end of this foundational sermon, and before I really go on today, I want to acknowledge that this message of Jesus can be quite overwhelming. He calls us to a life that is truly beyond our capabilities and is counter to normal human intuition. In so many ways, he tells us to be different than everyone around us. In a world that tells us to rise up in strength against others, Jesus says, "The meek shall inherit the earth." In a world that calls for vengeance, Jesus says to be merciful. And in a world that seems to thrive on strife and fear and divisions, Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." And there are times where our logical reasoning of a situation says, "I'm going to do this." But Jesus' words say, "No, do that." He says, "Don't resist the one who is evil. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other one also." He tells us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. Everything in this message requires us to humble ourselves, to set our hearts and minds on God and his desires and trust in his words above our own thoughts. As Jesus said, we are called to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. So if you feel overwhelmed by Jesus' words here, then you're hearing the message properly. The message is intended to bring us to the point of crying out, "Lord, this way of life is impossibly foreign to me. It's so counterintuitive. How can I possibly do this?" There really is no room for self-righteousness in the Christian life. The standards Jesus lays out are not anything we can reach by our own human intuition. And living a successful Christian life is not shown by an increased level of morality in your life, but rather an increased dependence on God. So how can we possibly attain to this inhuman standard he gives us? Well, the answer is in the next part of this message. We're going to turn to Matthew 7. We're going to be reading from Matthew 7, starting in verse 7. And I just saw Weston was going to read for me. Where did Weston go?
"Ask, seek, knock. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others." Hold on. "What you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets."
So yeah, Jesus knows we can't fulfill this life on our own. Our Heavenly Father loves to give good things to those who ask. And so the answer to how we live this life Jesus calls us to is that we ask, seek, and knock. This passage that we just read is less about asking God for the things that we desire in life than it is about admitting our desperate need for him and asking him to help us live this life that he's called us to live. Asking is an admission of need. Ask God for what you do not have. If you have no mercy to give or no love for your enemy, ask God to give you his. Seeking is an active search for something. Seek out God's will in every situation. Seek out the path to reconciliation. seek out the heavenly treasures God gives you to live out, to live for Him. And knocking is looking for doors to be opened. Knock on the door of true humility, of freedom from anxiety, lust, anger, or vengeance. All of what we've read so far in this sermon is available to us. We need to know that God will provide it when we ask, seek, and knock. The Apostle James reminds us of the same promise. In James 1:5, he says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." Whether you need wisdom to forgive, the strength to be a peacemaker, humility to see your own log, God isn't waiting to scold you for your weakness. He is waiting to give you his strength. We just need to turn to him. So when we are poor in spirit, God is rich in grace. When you find yourself incapable of what Jesus calls you to do, don't give up hope. Turn to him. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will be found. Knock and it will be opened to you. May you find richness in the life of Christ as you grow deeper in dependence on him. We're going to stop there today and give my voice a rest for this week. But remember to continue to seek, ask, and knock for this life that Jesus has given us. Let's pray. Give thanks to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you make yourself available to us, Lord. You call us to a different standard, a different way of life than what is modeled around us. And we need your help. We can't live this life on our own, Lord. And so we do ask you to provide. We seek out your wisdom and we knock on your doors, asking you to open those doors for us, Lord. Make us new people. Change us. Walk with us through every circumstance that we may honor and glorify you in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen.